Holy Thursday features the one Mass in which we priests and deacons are told what to say. It's very refreshing. We just have to tell what the church tells us to say. Tonight, we're supposed to shed light on the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood, and the importance of charity to our brothers and sisters in need. Really, that makes sense. That's what we're all about tonight. The Last Supper, where Jesus gives us his body and blood in the Eucharist. He gives us the priesthood, and he washes the feet of his disciples. So first, the institution of the Eucharist. Remember that the setting of the Last Supper was the Passover feast. It took place, Jesus' Last Supper, the institution of the Eucharist, took place in the Jewish Passover, in which an unblemished lamb usually was sacrificed. The blood was put on the doorpost of the door, calling back to Exodus. The lamb was then eaten, and those in the house would receive salvation. And the Jews commemorated this great feast of the Passover when the angel of death passed over the Israelites through the blood of the lamb every year. Now Jesus gives us himself. He was the lamb that was sacrificed. He was the lamb whose blood was spread on the wood of the cross. And we are to eat the lamb and receive salvation. Just try to wrap your mind around this great mystery. We picture Jesus Christ. He's the second person of the Trinity. He existed for all ages. No beginning, no end. With God, ever begotten, he became a man. Before that, he was a child. Before that, he was a baby. Before that, he was in his mother's womb. He started, just like us, by beginning his earthly existence as just a few simple cells. And that's God. And now he comes to us in what looks like bread and what looks like wine in his body and blood. You can't get any smaller, any more accessible, and at the same time, any more transcendent than that. The institution of the priesthood. Every night, I begin my holy hour by thanking God for the gift of the priesthood. And every morning I wake up, and the first thing I thank God for is the priesthood. It's the greatest gift I've ever been given. Remember, after ordination, I said that I would go through 6 years of seminary, going through everything I went through seminary, and that was not an easy road to toe, but I would do it again just to say Mass one more time, or to hear one more confession, or baptize one more baby. That's still true. I can't imagine my life now not being a priest. And I'm so grateful to be your pastor. It's so humbling to be your pastor. And what a blessed time in the life of our parish, and I'd say in my own life. This is my first time to celebrate the Triduum as a pastor. This will be my first time confirming anybody. So Tanya and Willie, Colleen and Jane will always have a special place in my heart as they are our candidates to be confirmed on Saturday evening. Thank God for the priesthood. Jesus, in his earthly ministry, fed 5,000 with a few loaves and fish. How many people do you think the priests have fed throughout the centuries through the Eucharist? Jesus forgave a relatively small amount of people as he forgave sins in Galilee. How many sins do you think have been forgiven through the hands of priests throughout the ages? Jesus healed many who were sick, many who were ill, even raised the dead. How many of our elderly or those taken before their time have been healed through the anointing of the sick? Dorothy Day said it very well. She's very much known for her work in social charity, but not as much for her love of the priesthood and the Eucharist. But listen what she says about the priest. I think of our priests. What would we do without them? They are so vital a part of our lives, standing by us as they do at birth, marriage, sickness, and death, at all the great and critical moments of our existence, but also daily bring us the bread of life, our Lord Himself, to nourish us. I say this not to toot my horn. This isn't about Father Ben. This is about the gift of the priesthood that Jesus gave us at the Last Supper. And I am so grateful for all the priests in my own life and bishops who have heard my confessions, who baptized me, who gave me communion, my first confession, ordination. Thank God for the priests. So please pray for me and for all of our priests, so we may be faithful to you and to God in our ministry. Finally, charity to others. This man, Jesus, who is God, he just keeps stooping lower and lower, and now we see that he washes feet. Dirty feet. They didn't wear socks back then. They wore sandals. They walked through all sorts of grime and mud and scat. Jesus shows us that we must be washed by Christ. Peter didn't want to have his feet washed. He said, Peter, unless you are washed, you are not clean. And then Peter, well, not only my feet, but my hands and head. So we have to be forgiven of our sins. We have to be washed in baptism. To be washed of our sins, our weaknesses, and failings. And then we're called to go out and wash the feet of others in our service. And not just our family or friends or those who are important to us, but the poor, the addicted, those that are on the fringes of society. We are called through our works of mercy to wash their feet. Tonight we have a special way to do that. That this year, every year, we take a collection that's strictly for the poor. Not one penny will go to our parish, or the lights, or any salaries. Every cent you give this evening goes to the poor. So we begin this Holy Triduum. Let's thank God for the gift of the Eucharist, gift of the priesthood, and pray for discernment on how we are called to be washed by God, and then wash the feet of those in need.